From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. A jury found a Utah woman guilty last night of murdering her husband in 2022. Corey Richens was convicted of aggravated murder after poisoning Eric Richens with fentanyl in their home outside Park City. She later published a children's book about coping with grief. Richens didn't testify, and her defense said there wasn't enough evidence to convict her. Prosecutors said Richens was $4.5 million in debt and falsely believed she'd inherit millions of dollars from her husband's estate. She was also convicted of attempted murder, forgery, and insurance fraud. Richens could face 25 years to life in prison on just the first charge. A judge will sentence her in May. The Trump administration is suing Utah for its voter registration data, and now the state's top election official is asking a court to dismiss that lawsuit. KUER's Martha Harris explains.
The U.S. Department of Justice filed the lawsuit in February against Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson. The federal government says it needs Utah's unredacted voter registration lists. That includes sensitive data, like a voter's full name, date of birth, and either their driver's license number or the last four digits of their Social Security number. The Trump administration asked Henderson for those records last year, but she said she would only give them public voter information. In a recent court filing, Henderson asked a federal judge to throw out the case. Attorneys for the state argued the federal government doesn't have a valid purpose for asking for those records. The NAACP also filed with the court asking for a dismissal. Similar lawsuits have been filed against 28 other states, and federal judges have dismissed cases in California, Oregon, Michigan, and Georgia. Martha Harris, KUER News.
TSA agents have missed their first full paychecks since the partial government shutdown began last month. But the Salt Lake City International Airport is making an effort to help workers who are affected. Nancy Vollmer is the Director of Communication and Marketing at the airport.
One thing that we've done here at Salt Lake City is we have a food pantry that we've set up to help the workers during this difficult time when they can't, they don't have a paycheck, so they may not be able to afford groceries.
And Vollmer says there are bins set up for passengers to drop off non-perishable items. The Salt Lake City Department of Airports is also accepting gift card donations. While some airports around the country are experiencing long security lines, Vollmer says Salt Lake is not having any unusual delays. You're listening to KUER News.